Final hour overdrive continues. We got a big hour here. Bruce Garriott will join us here in a few moments. Post media and TSN contributor, of course. And Leafs are in Ottawa tomorrow night. We still don't know who's going to start for the Leafs in net. But they got a back-to-back. They're in Ottawa tomorrow at home to Detroit on Sunday. So two games for the Leafs. And it's a big one for Ottawa. And I assume Ryan Reynolds is probably wheels up and he's out of there. But he was in attendance last night. And he's been there, you know, meeting with the mayor and the Remington group who he's paired with. Mm-hmm. Sure seems like they're getting cozy with people in Ottawa. And
dude, I thought the same thing, Hazy. And I was like, I called somebody yesterday and I said, why do they keep screwing around and acting like it's not Reynolds, like in his groups, like just get it over with? And I was told there are other people too that are heavy hitters and not just Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And there's big money being tossed around. So just because he shows up and he's the celeb, it doesn't mean that it's just a marriage made in heaven and he's getting the team. That's what I was told.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce would know more about it because I think he's in tune with the organization and some of the bidders. But, you know, Reynolds certainly would be a front and center guy. But there's people with some serious money involved. And make no bones about it, like this is a money play. It's a land play. There's a lot of different things involved. Mm-hmm. And still a highest bidder. It's
well, that's it, right? You know, like the current owners, the Melnick family, they don't care about Ryan Reynolds. Why should they? Like, they care about who's going to pay me the most money. And
right.
This is why I would think there's a part of the league that hates that Reynolds is involved. Because you know who the fans want? They want Reynolds. They
huge.
Want Reynolds.
Right. They're wearing his gear. What is it called?
Deadpool.
Deadpool outfits to the game.
Exactly. It's getting attention. Yeah. People are
what is the construction guy's outfit? Are people going to start wearing hard hats for
exactly.
Tito the construction guy?
Well, exactly. I think it's almost a worst case scenario, because if you give it to someone else because that other group paid for it, then you're going to have to explain why not Reynolds, right? Yeah. And the new owner is like, great. Now I'm the owner without Reynolds. Who am I? A nobody.
Well, but they also have the league has to do their due diligence on everyone involved. It wasn't that long ago. What was it? The John Spano wasn't the
Nashville, wasn't it?
The Nashville situation.
Like, and the Islanders. There was an Islanders situation.
Yeah, there was
too.
An Islanders situation and a Nashville one, like where it didn't look so good. And if you look at it now, this is going to probably be close to a $1 billion deal, give or take. And you got into that circle of trust. The board of governors has to accept somebody, whether it's a group or it's a singular owner, into that circle of trust. So I think there's a lot more due diligence than it's just, hey, Ryan Reynolds and the Deadpool mask guy showed up. Like,
no,
he,
of course that yeah. goes. Of course that's the case, and you're right. That's an important component. Is you need the other owners to sign off on letting
exactly.
them in the group.
Money's like fighting. They always say there's always somebody tougher. Hayes. Well, as far as cash, you think these guys from Toronto got cash? There'll be a guy from L.A. pop up that has more cash than God, and it's like,
yeah,
move aside.
Yeah.
Move aside.
Yeah, for
well,
sure. That's possible.
And lost in all of this, too, was the guy from Hamilton, the phone
Balsillie,
guy?
Jim Balsillie.
Like, that guy seemed to be in the mix until he wasn't. You know, and I don't know if that what happened there.
I think
right?
the iPhone showed up is a big part of what happened there.
Well, yeah, I mean, product wise, but I had always
the
heard that
the iPhone killed that one.
The iPhone was really troublesome for BlackBerry.
Yeah,
BlackBerry's like Blockbuster now. It's like no one even. When was the last time someone even asked you about BlackBerry? Everyone had a BlackBerry phone.
BlackBerry
I know two guys
Messenger.
That use BlackBerry. I think they still use. They might have. Went away.
Really?
One is Anthony Stewart and one is Matt Nichol.
You're kidding me.
Dude, I'm serious. They swear by them. They tweet about it. They text each other about it and they love it and they swear they're never changing, but I think they have recently changed.
I think that at some point, like, you know, if you're in a group chat, someone's got a Samsung and it goes green. Like,
yeah.
What is a BlackBerry? It's probably just like a black, like, you can't even read it. You know, if someone is in your group chat with BlackBerry.
Are they even, like, still functional? Like, do they still work?
I don't know. I mean, exactly. Is there upgraded, you know, an iOS, the equivalent of an iOS that you're downloading at night so that your BlackBerry is being ripped off?
And Brucey's on. We're going to get him in here in a second. Bobby Mack swore by the, like, to do his deal as the insider, and probably Dregs the same. They swore by the BlackBerry.
BlackBerry was the OG, man. It was outstanding when it came out. It you know, it had the full keypad. Remember, like, the full you were rock. It was like Research in Motion is the name of the company. It's still very valuable, and they've sold, I'm sure, their IPs and what they've created. And you know, Balsillie, believe me, he's not living on the cheap. He's still worth a lot of money. But BlackBerry was like the king, and then the iPhone came out.
And that was it.
Yeah, it was effectively game, set, match.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ryan Reynolds was calling up, you know, BlackBerry saying, do you want to get in bed here and try to go and own the Ottawa Senators?
No.
Things changed pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Reynolds, I mean, he's such an easy guy to like, ultimately. I mean, that's imagine it was a celebrity that no one liked. You know, what would the reaction be?
Well, the guy for the Islanders, Ralph Macchio, like, he's not loved by everybody because I think he was a huge Trumper, so he's pretty polarizing.
He's
an Islander guy. Like, I don't, if Ralph Macchio goes to buy the Islanders, is everybody loving that or not?
I'm not sure.
Probably
split right down the middle, I would think. But it doesn't seem to be the case out in Ottawa. And let's head there now and catch up with Post Medium columnist and, of course, a TSN contributor. Here's Bruce Garriock. What happens, Bruce? What's the reaction in Ottawa if somehow Ryan Reynolds is not the future owner of this team?
Can I just say one thing before I start?
Yep.
I hung on to my BlackBerry as long as I could.
Wow.
I got into the States in 2019 and could no longer get emails. I had to give it up.
2019, man.
What was the notification, Brucey? Did it just say, wake up?
Yeah, and it was in Raleigh, and that was the time that Gordon Miller and my good friend Jamie McLennan forgot me at the hotel and had to send Gordon Miller back to get me. But that's a story for another day.
It was an iChat. They sent you an iChat, Bruce, and you couldn't get it.
I didn't, yeah, exactly. I wasn't in. That's when I thought, I better give this up.
Yes.
You know what? I think, and I really believe this, that at this point, if the NHL walks out and introduces Michael Ann Lauer or the Kimmel family as the owners without Ryan Reynolds involved, I think there would be disappointment. If they go with the Remington Group and Ryan Reynolds, I think there will be excitement. But I think if they decide to go with another group, and Ryan Reynolds has made it pretty clear that he's all in with the Remington Group, I think if he's not part of it now, there would be disappointment.
Yeah. Why did he attach himself, Brucey? Why didn't he just say, you know what, whoever gets the team, I'd like to come along and do blah, blah, blah?
Well, I think one of the things that happened here, and I do believe Ann Lauer was in here today, I think when he approached Michael Ann Lauer, there was no interest on Ann Lauer's part as to having him as a partner. I think the Kimmel family was quite interested in having him as a partner. I'm not sure where Nico Sparks or Rocco Tullio stood, but I think they probably would have been open to that idea. But I think when he sat down with the Remington Group and listened to their vision and spoke to them about what their vision was for this team and for the city and for building a state-of-the-art arena, I think he was just very impressed. You know, I always felt from the start of this process that there was a mystery Canadian group out there that we hadn't heard about, that people around it told me they had the wherewithal to get this done. And I think that was the Remington Group. And I really think that they impressed Reynolds. And guys, he doesn't just plan to be a part-time owner here. I said this last night on the broadcast. I think he's going to have a corner office. Now, that corner office will be in the basement of the Canadian Tire Center, so it won't have windows. But I think he plans to play an active role here, spend a lot of time in Ottawa, spend a lot of time developing a marketing plan, And I've had league executives tell me, guys, he's worth at least $20 million in corporate sponsorships to any team alone.
So that's where,
just to the Senators.
Yeah, so that's where I'm going, Bruce. Like, when you think about it, it's not just a small layer. Like, you believe that the league really has to factor in the Ryan Reynolds effect, not only for, you know, sponsorship and stuff, but, you know, the fans involved. Like, Brian, before he brought you on, said, like, what if you're Andlauer and you haven't, you know, but you throw a bunch of money at the Melnick family and at the league, but now the fans are pissed off at you because Ryan Reynolds and you know, Deadpool are not involved. Do you think there's a layer to that that they have to be mindful of?
I think they get over it, right? I think the fans would get over it if the right product's on the ice, because ultimately that's all that matters. But I just think I think this is like a tap in putt. I think it's something that in some way, shape, or form, the league has got to find a way to make this work. Whether that means, you know, ultimately joining Andlauer with the Remington Group or figuring out some way to make it all work together. I'm like you, Jamie. I think there'd be disappointment here initially if Ryan Reynolds isn't involved at the start. I think that would be a hurdle they'd have to get over. And the one thing I know about Reynolds is that he doesn't want to just make this a national brand. He wants to make it a global brand. And look what he's done for Wrexham FC. I mean, Wrexham is coming overseas next season to play in San Diego. You know, we're talking about a very minor league soccer team that's taken on worldwide notoriety.
With Bruce Garriott, well, as you know, Bruce, the difference is that Wrexham team is in like the third level or fifth level. This is the NHL, and what there is a gamble here in terms of Reynolds, because as we've all pointed out, sure, everyone loves him now. If Ottawa's terrible for 5 years, if Brady Tkachuk demands a trade and gets out, is Reynolds going to come out and be talking about it? You know, is Deadpool people in the stands, like, fans are fickle. They love you now, and they love that you're coming in and spending. If you're a terrible owner,
quickly,
they'll hate you quickly. And I don't know if Reynolds knows what he's doing in terms of putting a product on the ice or who to hire. Yeah. And, you know, why should we know that at this point?
Well, and one of the things, I was talking to someone about this today, Brian, one of the things that he and Rob McElhinney did do when they went into Wrexham was, number one, they spent money on management. And number two, they spent money on players. And I just saw a report in the Daily Mail in the UK today that I guess these teams have to make their finances public. And I think him and McElhinney lost something like £3 million despite a 400% increase in ticket sales and some kind of massive increase in merchandise. But that was because they spent more money on player acquisitions and more money on management. And, you know, they said that they're committed, that they want to move up leagues. So I believe they're coming in here with the same plan. You know, the one thing I think, and Jamie would tell you this too, get a goalie here, and, you know, there's no need to go down the Matt Murray road anymore. But Cam Talbot allowed 4 goals on 11 shots last night. I thought at the time that was a good deal. It hasn't worked out. But if they can get a goalie here, and I think another tough guy, so you don't have things like went on last night with DeLaurier, I think they're in pretty good shape here next year.
Is the goalie you need the goalie you got rid of to get Talbot, Brucey?
You know what, though? Jamie, back me up here. You would have made that deal too, wouldn't you?
On paper, yes. Because
I'm saying is every time I turn the TV on, this guy's winning a game in Mini.
That kid Mini's unreal.
I agree.
Fire.
I agree. Yeah. I'll say this. I think both organizations got what they want. Because if you look at Gustafson, 2 years ago, you knew he had the raw ability, but he needed somebody to play with and to grow. So he's got the safety blanket in Marc-Andre Fleury.
Noodles, in Ottawa, I think Minnesota likes Gustafson a little bit more, what they have, a little bit more after a guy gives up a four-pack of nugs on 11 shots.
I know, but what I'm saying is on paper last summer, Cam Talbot and Anton Forsberg looked really good. Now, Talbot hasn't had a great season. He gets hurt at the start of the season. Now Forsberg has to play. Then Forsberg blows both knees out. Like, they haven't had stability in net all season long, unfortunately. So on paper, it looked like the perfect trade for both organizations. Unfortunately, it just hasn't worked out. You know,
it has for many.
It has for many, yep.
And I thought at the time, I thought that when the trade was made, I thought this is the one that people aren't going to talk about because everybody was busy talking about Alex DeBrincat. I thought this is the most significant move they've made. They brought in this guy, and it just three straight injuries. He's missed almost, I think he's pretty much missed 3 months of the season. And he has shown flashes of brilliance, but if I'm him, Jamie, I'm kicking myself that I didn't take their offer of a 2-year deal in December and run with it. Now, I think if he wanted to come back next year, it might have to be on a PTO.
Well, Brucey, when you look at their group, you know, they've taken great strides. They've got a really good top four defensive core. They've got a good top six. They look good, but who's stopping pucks for them consistently next year? That'll be the question because Sogard, who's a good young goalie, he's 22. He's got to play, and I think I would argue he's got to play in the minors. So if you get Forsberg back, he's more of a backup or a tandem guy. You need somebody who can chew minutes there that they go, we're not worried who's playing net for us tonight, and they didn't get that this year, unfortunately, just based on injuries and not just one injury, multiple injuries where you're on your third, fourth, fifth goaltender, including Dylan Ferguson, who they had to bring in and stole a game in Pittsburgh that night.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the organization, though. They used six goalies here and eight in Belleville, or seven in Belleville. I mean, right. They just had a huge, huge issue keeping goalies healthy. And they will have to either sign a goalie or trade for a goaltender, no matter who the owner is here next year.
Yeah. Leafs in Ottawa tomorrow night playing the Sens. He'll be there. He is Bruce Gerriuk of Post Media and, of course, of TSN. It's always great catching up with you, Bruce. We appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Good to talk to you guys. Take care.
There he is, Bruce Gerriuk. Okay, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Here it is. Go time. All week, we've been providing clues to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. Today, you'll have a chance to call in and name that Leaf. Today's clue, the final clue of the week. This former Maple Leaf currently plays for the Nashville Predators.
Ooh.
Currently plays for the Nashville Predators. Phone lines are open, 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. First one in with the correct answer is going to see Leafs take on the Canadiens, the Habs, the final home game of the regular season next Saturday night. There you go.
Love it.
Love it. Thanks.
It will be a good game, and I think there's a lot of people that have figured out.
Yes.
Player?
I think by now people have called in. You want to announce it? I mean,
go ahead, Noodles. You had a lead on this one early.
Tyson Barrie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tyson Barrie. There you go. So 416-870-1050. If you did not know the answer, I guess there you go. We tipped you off.
I'm going to do the clues next week.
You're going to come up with every single one?
Yes. Grappler, we'll talk, and I'm going to do the clues personally.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. I look forward to it. Mail It In Friday brought to you by Boston Pizza, Canada's favorite sports bar. The push to the playoffs is here, and BP's elite lineup of pizza, wings, and ice cold beer is always dialed in for game time. Hustle into your local BP tonight and try our brand new four cheese ravioli bites, a game-changing appy that's here for a limited time only. Best bets later in the hour. Dear Hazy B coming up.
I got one thing. When he goes to do the clues, if one of them, his nickname is Ugly Face, that'll be like on a Wednesday.
Yes. Tip people off immediately.
He's lost some hair, and his nickname is Ugly Face, and he scored on himself in Buffalo. Is that where it was? Remember,
he was in Buffalo.
Monkey bum plus palm tree. That'll be a clue.
That
he
could
loves
be.
Tight pants. Didn't he have, remember the
yes.
corduroy pants
the
he
slacks.
Had?
Or whatever?
The
slacks.
Khakis. They were slacks.
The khakis, that's right.
Yeah, I think he called them butt cut. That's how he defined
Hazy,
them.
Hazy, you love those pants he had on. That's all you
best.
Talked about the next day.
I couldn't believe it when he came
the
wheeling in.
The golf shirt and the pants.
Yeah. Like, look, I think that's Caber. Look at this guy.
This guy was something else.
The best pants in Chicago. The yeah. best pants. all right, our best bets brought to you by FanDuel later in the hour. Dear Hazy B is coming up next. Mail It In Friday is brought to you by Boston Pizza, Canada's favorite sports bar. The push to the playoffs is here, and BP's elite lineup of pizza, wings, and ice cold beer is always dialed in for game time. Hustle into your local BP tonight and try our new four cheese ravioli bites, a game-changing appy that's here for a limited time only.
So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
By God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
You guys know the deal. We are here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People write in with serious problems. We would once in a while like a sporting slant to it, but we don't care, whatever the issue is. And I'm going to start with one. You guys are both, you got young kids. You've just went through the baby routine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's been a while for me. My kids like nice dinners in Starbucks now. Ooh. Okay? Here we go. Dear Hazy B, every morning before work, I bottle feed my three-month-old son in the nursery, and every morning my boiler has a gas leak while doing the feeding. My wife thinks it's the baby, and for a while she thought it was funny, but the longer it goes on, the more she worries our son might have a problem. She even told the doctor who said to keep an eye on it. How long can I keep up this charade? Do I keep it going and have a funny story for the future? Or do I come clean before the doctor figures me out?
Yeah, this is wild, man. This is
this guy's
the kind
a
of
goon
stuff.
Show.
Yeah, this is wild stuff. And my kids are old. You know, my I have a almost 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, so I'm not dealing with bottles and, you know, they're very independent at that age. Noodles, your kids are even older than that.
Yeah.
But I can remember, you know, the early mornings, you know, my wife kind of peeking, what's going on, everything okay in there. I know that this guy's wife is freaking out, and it's legitimately
freaking out. She hates
his guts
doing this thing because she thinks that he is screwing it up.
Yes, that's what she's thinking. Like, what are you doing in there? Why are those sounds coming out of a three-month-old? I think you can let this slide, but what you need to do is make sure that your wife does not go back to the doctor again with this type of detail. Like, once it really gets on the radar of professionals where they're like, what is happening in that room in the morning? Then you're in trouble. Then you're dealing with psychological stuff where your wife is really going to hate your guts. But I think it's something I guarantee you, your kid, he's going to love it when he gets older. He's going to find it hilarious in like 3 years.
Yeah. But what is this guy doing? Is he having a bunch of beers and some sausages late at night all the time, or what's up with this guy?
I don't know, but it sounds like if you have boiler action to the point where your wife is like, that's really disturbing, you should get checked out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like, what is it, the guy on Stand By Me where it's just that noise, the gurgling, boiling? Like, he's got to knock it off. And what he's got to do, here's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up an hour early. Coffee, muffin, dart. Do your thing and then take care of the kid.
Right. Clear your system and go in there, and it's a three-month-old. Come on. You're an adult now. Figure it out.
Come clean. Like, just be like, it's me. And,
yeah.
Because you can't blame it on the baby. And then your wife starts to think the baby's got a problem. I think you just got to come clean and be like,
Noodles,
listen, I've got a bad boy.
You're a cagey veteran. There has got to be some angle if he wants to kind of slide away from getting out of this. You say the formula, whatever, you're just breathing it in, and it's making you ill.
Yeah, well,
it could be something like that, or you just say,
touches
hey,
your skin, you just break out in a rash, and the boiler erupts.
I think you need to determine if this is a first child or not, because that's another part. If this is a first child, this is torture for the mom. That something's going on in there. She doesn't trust you anyway. You know, let's call it what it is. Like, she's probably nervous that you've decided, hey, before I go, I want my time. I'm going to go in there with the bottle. She hates that idea probably to begin with.
Agreed.
And, you know, if it's a first kid, you got to be really careful because they're on edge. Everyone's on edge, right?
Yes.
We're all dads. I was on edge, too. But
very stressful, that first kid.
Stressful first,
the minute
like,
you think
six months.
Something's wrong, you're like, holy smokes. Like,
yeah.
And especially if it's a boiler issue, you're like, okay, is this, you know, internally, what do we need to do here? Yeah, you got to come clean.
You got to come clean, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've all concluded. All right, what else do we have?
Hazy B, I know you're the golfer, but I'd like Noodles to go first on this one because I think he's got some ways around this type of scenario. Dear Hazy B, I love, in capitals, the Masters. Watch every second every year. But this year the tournament falls on Easter weekend, and we will be spending it with my in-laws for the entire weekend. Do I be the good family man, or do I lock myself on their couch and watch every shot?
I mean, it depends on the relationship. And I can just I would say, like, if that was the playoffs for me, or, you know, everyone knows my situation. Even when we go to Steph's family's house and there's a game on, like, I was sitting watching the game, the Leaf game the other night on the TV, and I had the Senators game on my computer, and it was just me and the family was, you know, eating and all
that's
of that.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
Admit, Noodles, that's ridiculous.
I had old Nono sitting with me. Old Nono's 95 years old. Old Nono was sitting with me.
Right.
And, you know, him and I were kind of chatting a little bit, but, like, everyone else was kind of doing their thing. I had the game going on. It was Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Like, you've got to know, like, let's bank it here. So I think there has to be an understanding of you know, your priorities. Not, as much as you love your family and you want to spend time with them, like, there are things that you need to do for your, you know, health as well.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong, Hazy. You can agree or disagree. Yeah. You say, look, nice to meet you, but this is the Masters, and I got to watch it. So if you guys want to go water skiing or whatever the hell you want to do, right, I can't be a part of it this weekend. This means a lot to me, and at 7 in the morning, I'm going to be up, and I do not want to be disturbed until 8 o'clock at night.
No.
And I'm sorry.
Dude. Stop being ridiculous. There's no way that's happening.
What are you going to do?
I'll give you the advice. This is why it's Dear Hazy B, because you two are idiots. You pick your spots, okay? If you're there for
the
whole
that's not
weekend,
good enough. You,
yes,
you
it
think
is
you're
going to
pop into a back room and lock the door and watch 15 minutes?
You know
minutes?
The difference on a weekend from a guy teeing off at 10 a.m. and the guys that tee off at 2:30. That's the point.
So the pick, you pick the person you want to see.
Which, like, is the leaders. Thing. That's the whole point. Who the hell cares about the guy who barely made the cut, the amateur from, you know, wherever? Who cares about that guy? This is your move.
No,
breakfast?
It isn't.
You're up. You're the one making breakfast. Do the dishes. Make sure everyone's
flipping sausages.
Flipping
eggs.
Sausages. Hey, lunch orders, I'm on it. And then that means by 2:30, they're like, this guy's a beauty. What a great guy. They won't even notice that you have bellied up on that couch and you're going to put in a shift from when the leaders tee off to when they're in that butler cabin and the jacket's going on. That's your play. Saturday morning, Saturday lunch. Sunday
that's
morning,
why it's called
Sunday
Hazy
lunch.
B, because yep, that is
good.
Masterful.
Yes.
And you deserve a green jacket in the butler cabin for that answer.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I do. That's
kind of
how you help
effort,
people,
though.
Right?
That's
you got to put in the effort in the morning and the early afternoon. By the time the leader tees off, they'll think, man, I love this guy. What a great guy.
Yeah, this guy needs
notice.
A break. This guy's been
that
working
guy needs
so
a
hard.
Break.
He needs a break. Go lay
and
on the
you know
couch.
What? I just
we'll
thought of it right now, and this is why we do this segment. We talk amongst each other. You get up at 9 after breakfast. You clean everything up, and then you cut the lawn. You go get a
everything.
Chainsaw and cut things down.
Yep.
You do man work and
yes.
just sweat.
You ask questions. Anything we need done around here? Like, I'd love – I'm I'm here to
surely
help.
Surely you want your tires rotated?
Yep.
I'll go take it into town right
and
now.
You know what will happen?
Of it.
Someone will pass you a beer at 3, and they'll say, go sit
go
down.
Go do your thing.
Go sit down. And
that's
then next thing
work.
You know, boom, you're sitting there watching the Masters.
All that's right, fair. We got Wally Balls 5.
Oh.
Wally Balls 5
Wally.
Is checking in with Dear Hazy B. Girlfriend is about to graduate from law school, and her parents came to me looking to plan a surprise big fancy graduation dinner for her. Gave the dates of April 17th and 18th as the options. Both of which could be game one of Leafs Lightning.
That's right.
Her and all her friends are good friends with my buddies, and they would all be in attendance. Worried for myself, but also don't want to swear to all my buddies without ruining their big dinner plans. Trying to get on this early to see if there are any options. What is the play here, Hazy B?
This is a game of Russian roulette. I hate to be the bearer of... bad news or potentially bad news.
How
50%.
So?
you got to try to determine now when you think that game one's going to be played. You got to do some math. Are the Leafs going to go Monday or are the Leafs going to go Tuesday? And it's Russian roulette. And you've got to pick this party to be on the opposite night. So
you DM Darren Dreger and say, do you know exactly when they're starting?
You get in there with the league. You know, maybe try to find a way to get a connection in with the league. Maybe with one of the big TV networks and say, any idea what you think the Leafs are going to do? And it's effectively a game of roulette because you got to roll the dice. Plan it now. Pretend. Listen, it's a big moment for her. It's a big moment for the family and everyone else. It's a big moment. But there's a 50% chance you're going to get it right, which means there's a 50% chance you're going to get it wrong. And sadly, you will not know until that day is locked in. But pick wisely. That's all I can tell you. Pick wisely.
I agree.
If it were me, tough. I'd probably pick.
The earlier one.
The Tuesday, because the Monday. I think they're going Monday.
I think they're going to start Monday. I think the playoffs start with Toronto, Tampa. I'd go Tuesday, but don't hold me to that. I have no inside information.
Yeah, I would think they're going the Monday, the first day available. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is we're at the mercy, and I say everybody, is what is ESPN doing? What is TNT doing?
Yep.
And that might coincide with basketball playoffs as well.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of moving parts there. So it's unfortunate. You're right. It's a coin flip. Choose a night, live with it. You might have to eat it that night if things go south.
Sucks, but it's only game one. Keep that in mind, all right? Game one, it's all good. There will be a
and
game two.
And whatever you do, there's a chance you're going to have to chew on it and not watch or do whatever. So that's an option.
Or you pick a spot where you know there's a TV in the background. Also something that needs to be considered.
Or you pull a noodles and have the iPad and you stick the iPad in your belt.
Yeah.
Well, stick an iPad in your belt underneath your dress shirt, and you got a TV at the
table.
You'll
be fine.
I remember watching a game at the kids. We were at the Lion King on Broadway, and I had my phone at my feet, and I believe it was an afternoon game. It was like Winnipeg, Pittsburgh, or Edmonton, Pittsburgh, and I was watching
the
Lion King, and I was watching it on my feet. Like, it was right at my feet. It was a perfect angle. And I just kind of kept an eye on it, and we were at the Lion King on Broadway.
Yeah.
Great seats.
Why would you? Of course, Lion King on Broadway. Why would you want to concern yourself with
Saturday
that?
Saturday afternoon. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Common problem coming up. Dear Hazy B, my friends and I live in the GTA. One of them is getting married in Vancouver. Bride is from there. We're all going out there. Between five nights in a hotel, traveling across the country, going out for three nights of partying-type pre-wedding stuff, do we still have to get a wedding gift even though we're already 2 to 3K deep just to go? If so, how much? Yeah. Important note, none of us are groomsmen, as there are no groomsmen or bridesmaids at the wedding.
Can I go first here?
Yeah, you go first. Yep.
Okay, first and foremost, I love how he's like, well, it's five nights and we got to have three nights of pre-partying. And
right, exactly.
Like, that's on them. Like, that's
and
their
noodles,
fault.
In the guy's defense, they want to go and have a nice time and do what everyone else is doing.
100% zero wedding gift. Your wedding gift is you showing up to a destination wedding. Because that's $2,000 or $3,000 out of your pocket that you've got to get down there. The couple should not expect a gift. The gift is you showing up to their wedding.
Noodles, what if they exchanged weddings and the people that are getting married drop $1,500 in an envelope for these people and they get feathers? Problems. Big time problems.
That's why I think if you're going all the way in, 2-3K, I think it's like $100. It's not a gift. It's not something you're going to carry across the country. It's basically you add that to the plate that you're about to be supplied with. Because the night before when you're out, you got to pay for dinner. You got to pay for drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's $100. It's not a lot of money. Maybe it's $50. You know, it could be a $50. Hey, thanks so much for having me. It was a blast. Good luck. See you later. You know, I think there's something that goes in it to just say, hey, you know, because you could decline, right? Like, that is another part of it. You don't have to go to Vancouver.
But that's
You've
where
you chosen
leave money.
To accept the invitation.
To me, that's where you go, here's $250. I'm not going to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Here's some cash.
This guy wants to go to Vancouver.
Okay,
he wants the party. He wants the shakers. And I don't blame him.
Which is fine. But the thing is, the couple should not expect a present. The present is you spending your hard-earned money to follow them across the country because they chose to get married in a different city.
Very valid. Very valid. I can't argue
against that. I think you
got to
stuff some money in an envelope.
I think it's just a little plate. You know, I think, again, it's not a lot of money. It's a, it's basically a little, hey, here's the card.
Dude,
here's
if
you're
friends,
thing.
It's 500.
You know?
You throw 500 in an envelope.
Come on, that's
dude.
Absurd. That's not
that is not
there's
absurd.
No way. That's ridiculous.
Baseball season, we got a baseball problem.
All right.
Dear Hazy B, my wedding is on the evening of 4:30. Best buddies and I have tickets to the Mariners the Mariners-Jays game at 1:37 p.m., where I know the boys will want to take down some wobbly pops. Thinking game, wobblies, and a sauna sesh to sweat it out before running to the altar. This offside, question mark, KZB?
So, clarify, this is the groom we're talking about?
Dude, he's getting
wedding?
Married. The Jays play the
April
Mariners.
April 30th, he's getting married, yes.
And the game's at 1:37, and this cat's going to the game.
No, you can't mix in a game, dude. I've never heard of that before. Golfing the day of the wedding.
Did you read the Hazy B? It says, best buddies and I have tickets to the Mariners Jays, and I know they're going to want beers. I'm thinking wobblies, sauna sesh, run to the altar. I'll tell you what, you're playing a dangerous game.
Well, personally, I wouldn't have the stomach. You're a bigger man than I am. Obviously, to your point, they've already bought the tickets. But like, when is the first pitch at the wedding? Like, when is she coming down the island, the aisle? Like at 10:30 at night?
Six or seven. Here's my question.
Six or seven.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, most weddings are kind of like 5 o'clock,
4 o'clock
or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock
ceremony. Like maybe 5 o'clock
pictures
ceremony.
After.
I don't know.
Mike, when did you buy the tickets? That's my question.
Like, guys, we can't question anything other than the fact that this guy's going to
the game.
We have
the information. Okay.
We got the information, right. But this guy's got tickets. Like, when did he choose to get the tickets? Is this a shotgun wedding where you decided to get married after? Like, I don't understand all of this. But
maybe there's tradition there. You know, maybe that's what all the boys do is that, you know, you get married in the summer, you go to the Jays game if you can. I personally, yes, you're going to have beers. I think mixing in a sauna, though, is probably unnecessary. The idea of hitting the showers, you know, in between the game is one thing. Hitting a sauna and then getting ready, I think, is a bit bold. Fine, if you're going to the game, I'm assuming you're getting married downtown. Can't be getting married in Muskoka, you know, that night.
Right.
It's got to be a scenario where you're probably somewhere downtown, maybe staying in a hotel. Go mix in a game, pitch clock. You know, things are quick now in baseball. You'll probably be out of there by 4 o'clock. You know, wedding starts at 6. I don't think you got a lot of wiggle room, though, man. It
you
moves
don't.
Quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty lean.
It moves
I think we got to kind of veer off the track here, guys, and just go with our famous thing that helps everyone. Go to the game and floor it and see what happens. Just floor it in a way where you're not going to be falling out of the dome.
Well, just make sure you get there, man.
You
got to get to the finish
day.
Line.
It's not like
you
the night
get to
before.
The line.
You know, it's a little different the night before. I had a buddy, I think I've told you this. He got so gooned, we brought him home in a shopping cart, and he got married the next afternoon. And he'd only shaved half the side of his face because he was so out to lunch.
Tough.
Like it was a rough night before the wedding type of thing. But
yeah.
This is wedding day. Wedding day.
That's
I don't
what
know.
I'm saying. Wedding day. Like, dude, you're gonna have a massive night. It's gonna be a wild night. Craziest night of your life. You know, save some energy, man. Fine, go to the game, but take it easy.
Quick one here before we break. Dear Hazy B, this is just a cheap guy. Dear Hazy B, my buddy's 40th birthday last week, and I had to bail because of a sick kid. Do I save his gift, a $100 bottle of Patron, for the next time we meet? Or do I go loco this weekend in his honor and buy him a beer later?
Interesting.
I don't think that I wouldn't have an issue with that because he doesn't know that that bottle was waiting for you, right? Like when this is the reality. When you hit 40, there's a good chance you're not going to see that guy again until next year. Like in reality, I was talking about that with my wife
today. When you're
today.
40, nobody cares anymore. It's just like, who cares?
No one knows. No one cares. And guess what? Floor it. Like we just said, when in doubt, floor it. Take that thing down, and guess what? When you snap out of it and you see him in 3 weeks, go buy another one and give him that one. What's wrong with that? You know, he's not going to know. And guys, what guy is sitting there thinking that their buddy's going to supply him with a gift? Like, I'm turning 40 this year. I'd be shocked if a friend even extended a hand for a handshake.
When's your birthday? No one,
June 6th. June 6th. Turning 40.
I'm gonna buy you something nice.
$100 bottle of Patron.
You don't have to, and I don't want you to. Maybe a bottle of Patron. That would be cool. But who? I don't know. Going to, like, who's getting gifts?
How about we do an early morning tea time, and that'll be your birthday gift.
That I can absolutely do. Yes, looking to tee it that day. All right, there you go, dear Hazy B. When in doubt, floor it, and when in doubt, listen to us because we're here to help.
Right.
Ultimately, that's what it comes down to.
I think we helped some people. We helped some patrons today.
I think we did. And listen, the Masters thing, I'm dealing with it right now. I think a lot of people are in terms of what's going to happen next weekend, get-togethers, what are we doing on different days. And
Buddy's texted me and said, no issues here. The wife said, I'll get everyone out of the house. Just have the prime rib ready to rock on Sunday night.
Oh, good for you.
That's right. Make sure that you know what you're doing. Mailed in Friday, brought to you by Boston Pizza, Canada's favorite sports bar. The push to the playoffs is here, and BP's elite lineup of pizza, wings, and ice cold beers. Always dialed in for game time. Hustle into your local BP tonight and try our new four cheese ravioli bites, a game changing appy that's here for a limited time only. That's the place you want to be this weekend and next weekend for the Masters, hockey, NBA, baseball's back. Boston Pizza will be rocking. There's a place, you know, go and get the family together. You know they're going to have sports on. You know, the Masters will be on. The Leaf game's going to be on. You can bank on it. Come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel and tee up a busy weekend. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. So it's that time of year where you can pretty much bank on one of the Toronto teams always playing. Tonight it's the Raptors. They're in Philly. Gary Trent won't play tonight. He's had elbow issues recently. Now it sounds like back spasms. Which is always strange when a guy already injured with something else now has some other injury during the rehab of the other injury. But Raps are in Philly tonight. Jays resuming their series in St. Louis tomorrow. The Leafs are in Ottawa tomorrow. So it's going to be a fun weekend, man. It's going to be a really fun weekend. And today's best bets are brought to you by FanDuel. Bet on all your favorite teams on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I got a same-game parlay, actually, tonight for the Raps. I like OG Anunoby over three made threes tonight. I like Fred VanVleet over 2.5 made threes tonight, and Scotty Barnes over 15.5 points. I think those three have been playing well. Scotty in particular, we saw it the other night up close and personal. I think it continues tonight. You put those three together, that's plus 612 on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Today's best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more. Get your winnings fast when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. It's in tough. You know, you're in tough. You're the Raptors. You're in Philly, man. Philly's a really good team. And Embiid's going, Harden's been going, and this will not be an easy one. And on the road, they've had troubles all year. But, you know, you're getting
Harden's
close to
Harden's an interesting character because as well as Embiid's played Hayes, now I don't claim to watch a lot of 76ers games, but I haven't seen him a lot. Like, his name's not popping up. I know Embiid called him the best playmaker in the world, but I haven't seen him.
He's been really good. The thing is, it's Embiid that's bringing up all of the attention, right? Because Embiid's up for the MVP. He's been so good.
Yeah.
You know, Embiid's been phenomenal all year, but Harden's been very good too. Like, Maxey's been good. They got a good team in Philly. I don't think they're a great team. They're not nearly as good, in my opinion, as even Milwaukee or Boston in the East, but they're a really good team. And they're solidly in that three spot. Like, they're ahead of Cleveland. They're not likely to catch Boston. So they're just kind of getting to the finish line. But, the Raps, they got six games left, you know, and you're sitting there tied with Atlanta for the eighth seed. You're a game and a half back of Miami for the seventh seed. There's still things you're playing for here. So we'll see what they have in store tonight. And, again, the Jays resuming their series tomorrow. You got Gausman going this weekend. You're going to see Chris Bassett making his debut. Before you know it, Barrios, Kikuchi will be on the mound, and everything will be and running. Jays will, we'll see. They're going to make noise. I don't think there's any doubt. They're
when's
a good
Barrios
team.
On the mound? Sunday?
No. That's a good question. I should know that.
Wouldn't that be Monday?
I think it's early next week. Yeah, I think it's in Kansas City he's getting the start. So you're going to see him. He doesn't get hurt. Like, Barrios will give you 30-plus starts. That's happening for sure. But, you're going to see him and Kikuchi very soon. And the Leafs are in Ottawa tomorrow at home against Detroit on Sunday. Any guess, final guess on who goes in net tomorrow and who goes in net on Sunday?
Samsonov tomorrow, Murray Sunday.
Yes.
Although, I mean, Murray,
I think so.
50 saves the other night in Ottawa. Why would they not just go back with that, right?
A couple weeks ago, that's exactly what he did. But, you know, it's you're just in a different spot. Like, Tampa's getting going, and you're just – it's not even about Ottawa. It's just about your own team, I think.
Yeah.
You know, what's in the best interest for the goalie to make them feel good and where your team is at. So we'll see where the Leafs are at. They could basically close out any discussion of Tampa catching them this weekend. You pick up 3 or 4 points or 4 points, probably it's over anyway, but it really closes the door on that. You can pull that off this weekend. So big weekend for the Jays, the Raptors, the Leafs, the golf world. There's a lot going on, man. It's a fun time of year. So thanks to everyone behind the scenes for all the help today and throughout the week. Everyone for tuning in. Radio, TV, podcast, web, we appreciate it. We're out of here. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy your weekends. We're back Monday at
4 p.m.
We'll chat then.